Many of you have already had your fantasy drafts. It's really too bad when a guy like Marquise Lee goes down. To help you out on that and many other items, it's the Hall of Famer return visit with Michael Fabiano from the NFL Network, senior fantasy analyst for NFL Media, and, of course, the Hall of Famer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm terrific. It's good to hear your voice. It's good to get off and running because the amount of stuff here to get to, it's endless. So let's just get right to it. I'll get to Marquise Lee momentarily. This is a day of wide receiver news. Odell Beckham gets his big contract. Where are you at on him this year, Michael, in terms of wide receivers?
One of the three wideouts who's worth a first-round pick, including Antonio Brown and Nuke Hopkins, likely end of the first round, beginning of the second round, I think would be the latest that you'll see OBJ drafted. I will say this. I do believe that there's a little bit of risk when it comes to OBJ in terms of the touchdown department, because the Giants added some huge weapons. Let's put it that way. You've got Saquon Barkley, who is going to see his touches. You're going to be talking about anywhere between 325 to 350 for the rookie. He will be the centerpiece of this offense to go right alongside OBJ. So you may see him get down into the eight, somewhere in that area. Double digits, I don't think, is a guarantee for OBJ this season, but he's still a fantasy star.
Marquise Lee goes down, gone for the year. Guys had their drafts already. Sucks for them. What can you say about looking for replacements for Marquise Lee?
Keelan Cole would be the first guy that comes to mind. He actually was someone that I liked before Lee went down. Dede Westbrook's value is going to go up as well. Those would be the two guys that I feel like move up the most just on the Jaguars. If you're looking outside of Jacksonville, Chris Godwin is someone that has really looks good in the preseason and someone that you should target. And he'll come off the board somewhere late. And if you've had your drafts already, he could potentially be available on the waiver wire.
Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano with us from the NFL Network. Adrian Peterson causing a stir in fantasy land or not? My mailbag's full of questions for you about him so far in D.C.
It's crazy, man. Like, I thought that this was it. I thought last season we saw him play a few games, had a couple of good stat lines, but overall you can tell that he was a 33-year-old back, averaged fewer than 4 yards per carry. But all of a sudden, he looks good in one preseason game, and he saw a lot of snaps with the first-team offense, which to me means that he's got a shot to start. Now, with that being said, this is not Adrian Peterson from 8 or 10 years ago. We're talking about a guy who is clearly past his prime. He's going to be drafted now, but he shouldn't be drafted until late. And at best, he's in a committee with Chris Thompson. Rob Kelly is also still there. Samaje Perine is also still there. So I wouldn't be hanging my hat on AD, let's put it that way.
A lot of questions for you on the mailbag. I can keep two of these players as keepers in a half-point PPR league. Odell, Michael Thomas, Dalvin Cook, who's the odd man out in that group?
Boy, that's a tough one because all three of those players are extremely, I guess, keepable. I don't even know if that's a word. I would keep the two wide receivers because it's a PPR league, but I do love Dalvin Cook.
Running backs, I can keep two of three: Marshawn, Deion Lewis, Marion Mack.
See, now in a keeper league, you want to try and retain guys who are a little bit younger than a Marshawn Lynch. You probably would have him this season, and that's it. So I'd keep Marlon Mack. Keep tabs on what's going on injury-wise with him, though. But you're trying to look a little bit long-term, and I'd also keep Deion Lewis out of this trio, so Lynch would be the odd man out.
Ask Michael about the Cleveland running back situation, Carlos Hyde, Duke Johnson.
And don't forget Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb, yeah.
Really, this is a dart thrower of your week. Carlos Hyde right now looks like the best player to draft in standard leagues. Duke Johnson in PPR. Nick Chubb is third in both. But this could end up being a week-to-week situation where Hugh Jackson rides the hot hand. So maybe 1 week it's Carlos Hyde. Maybe 1 week it's Duke Johnson. Maybe Chubb has a big week. This is a backfield to avoid unless you're drafting. Maybe Duke Johnson is an RB3, RB4. Hyde is an RB4. Chubb is probably an RB4, RB5. I feel like it's going to be confusing every single week. So avoid faded if you possibly can.
Sticking with Cleveland, a lot of questions about Josh Gordon in your view.
The talent is ridiculously just apparent. If you remember back to 2013, he missed two games, still led all wide receivers in fantasy points while catching passes from Jason Campbell, Brian Hoyer, and Brandon Whedon. So now he's got Tyrod Taylor. whichever way you want to pronounce that name. He's got a great offense around him. The big question mark, and it's one that no one can really answer clearly, is can he keep his head on straight for an entire season? Based on talent, I'd say he's a fifth or sixth round pick. If I knew I was going to get 14-plus games from Josh Gordon, he is locked into the fifth round, maybe even a fourth round pick. But there is that risk there, and that's something you need to remember before drafting him.
We're getting a lot of fantasy questions, Michael, about strategy as we get ready for the start of the season. Some drafts still to go. Aaron Rodgers, if you're sitting there with the 12th pick in a 12-team league, is that the spot to take the first quarterback off the board?
No. We've been doing this a long time, Brad. You know, I don't draft quarterbacks. If Aaron Rodgers is there in the fifth round, then maybe I take a chance on him. But that's as early as I'll take a quarterback. If we've learned anything about quarterbacks over the last two or three seasons, is that you can wait on the position. Last year, where was Carson Wentz drafted? Late. Where was Jared Goff drafted? Maybe not drafted at all. There, Alex Smith, not drafted at all or drafted late. You can wait on that position. And it's the same thing this season. I get it. Aaron Rodgers is great. Tom Brady is great. Russell Wilson is great. But you also have to consider supply and demand. You only have to start one quarterback in traditional leagues. You have to start two or three running backs, two or three wide receivers. So you should wait at quarterback. You can get Matthew Stafford, who is consistently a top 10 fantasy quarterback, in the ninth or 10th round. So there are leagues out there where quarterbacks score more. Obviously, you have to audible based on your scoring system. Maybe there's a league that you play two quarterbacks, a super flex league, then that changes things. But in traditional fantasy football drafts, as great as it would be to have Aaron Rodgers, I will not draft him within my first 40 to 45 picks. If he falls to the end of the fifth round, I'll take a chance on him at that point, and then I'll have to figure out later on how I replace the running back or wide receiver I would have drafted in that spot. But I just wait on the position, and it's basically become an industry trend that quarterbacks are one of the two positions that you can really wait on and still get production and still get value.
I'm, from a strategy standpoint, blow me out of the water on this, my friend, and that is I'm looking at Tyrod and Jameis Winston as my two quarterbacks in the middle rounds. Jameis isn't going to come back till, you know, what, after 3 weeks, and I think he's gonna be pretty good, Michael. I could be wrong on that, and I think Tyrod's gonna start out pretty strong. So, shoot me down on that one as a strategy.
Before Jameis was suspended, he was on my list of potential top 10 fantasy quarterbacks, maybe towards the back end of the top 10. If you look at the numbers that he put up last season, they were actually pretty good.
Yep.
And now you have Chris Godwin, who's got a year of experience under his belt. You've still got Mike Evans and Deshaun Jackson. You add Ronald Jones, although he's been a bit of a disappointment. You have O.J. Howard and Cameron Brate at tight end. There's talent there. So I can promise you one thing. If you want Jameis Winston, you don't want to draft him, and you probably don't have to draft him.
Right.
Well, once that week two hits, I would go and pick him up off the waiver wire, because if you wait until that third week, people are going to start grabbing him in advance of him playing the fourth Buccaneers game. So I would certainly be looking at him at some point after the first couple of weeks as a waiver wire pickup. And he will be added in almost all leagues, I can promise you.
Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, with us. Before I let you go, some draft trends that you're seeing with drafts still going on here before the start of the season. Some players moving up, some players moving down.
Well, again, the trend of waiting on a quarterback is year over year, it just continues. People are really focusing on running backs early. If you're in a 10-team league, you're probably going to see 7 or 8 running backs picked. Second round, there's a lot of wide receivers coming off the board. People are also really jumping on tight ends, Gronkowski, Travis Kelce, Zach Ertz. Those guys are going to be gone in the first 40 picks. After that, there is some good mid-round value, like Greg Olsen, Jimmy Graham, Delanie Walker. And there's also a lot of upside at the back half of the top 10, guys like Trey Burton, for example, George Kittle. So if you don't draft a tight end in the earlier rounds or even in the middle rounds, there's still some exciting players at the end of your draft. I'm also seeing a lot of people, and maybe this should be how drafts happen. A lot of people are not drafting a kicker in a defense. And I get that all the time. Where should I draft a kicker? Where should I draft a defense? If your league commissioner decides you can draft whoever you want. You just have to have a starting lineup set for week one, including a kicker and a defense. I would fade those two positions, pass on them in the draft, grab a couple of other players. Who knows? Maybe you drafted a Keelan Cole instead of drafting a kicker, and all of a sudden he's the number one receiver in Jacksonville right now. You have trade bait. That's a trend that I'm certainly seeing. And also, the trend of the young running backs, and that's going to be a big time that position is going to be big time in the top 50, where young guys like, for example, Alex Collins and Joe Mixon, Jerick McKinnon, Dalvin Cook, you're going to see these guys going higher and higher and higher. People are really elevating the value of running backs, especially the young backs. And as I mentioned, you're probably going to see 7 or 8 go in the first round. None of those guys are going to be even 27 years old. They're all 26 and younger. So we are back in the era of the fantasy running back sort of ruling the roost. And people are going to take chances on young running backs. Royce Freeman is a guy who also comes to mind, too. LaDainian Tomlinson took him in the 4th round in our NFL celebrity draft last week. And if LT's taken a running back whose ADP is the 5th or 6th round, if he's taken him in the 4th round, that should tell you something.
No, for sure, for sure. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk soon.
All right, my friend. Take care.
It's Michael Fabiano with us from the NFL Network. All things around the fantasy football scene. Sports 360. AZ.com. I'm Brad Sussmat.